my everlasting portion, old and friend alike to me. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Not for ye shall worldly pleasure, nor for fame my praise shall be. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Gladly will I toil and suffer, only let me walk with thee. Lead me through close to thee, close to thee, close to thee, close to thee. Then the gate of life eternal, may I enter, Lord, with thee.
Let's only now pray together as God's guidance.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Yeah.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have a Bible study. And today we continue to study the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 16. Because Jeremiah chapter 2 to chapter 25, this is a compile of the 12 messages, 12 sermons, we can say.
耶利米书的第二到二十五章其实是十二个不同的信息，也可以说是十二个讲十二篇的讲道。So
chapter 16 and chapter 17, that's actually one, that's a sermon for the seventh sermon.
那第十六章到十七章其实是 可以算是一篇讲道，也就是第七个信息。
So we can, because we know most of the message that the Lord brought given to the Jeremiah is quite harsh actually.
我们知道到目前为止，主给耶利米他每一个信息都是蛮严厉的。
But at the same time, we can find out the truth, and we find out teaching from these messages.
但从这其中，我们可以得到很多的教训。So
today we can cover the chapter 16.
今天我们来查考第十六章。So
we can read first, and then we can discuss about it.
我们先念一遍之后，我们再来讨论。
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's read the 3 verses each one.
请每一位念三节。
Brother Ian, can you start it? And Jeremiah chapter 16 from verse 1.
耶利米书十六章第一节开始。
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Jeremiah chapter 16 from verse 1 to verse 9, we find out that God says three things to the Israel.
耶利米书16章从第一到第九节 跟 人民讲了三件事。
First one is verse 2 say, you shall not take a wife for yourself.
第一件事就是跟 耶利米说, 你在这地方不可娶妻。
And verse 5 is said, for the say of the Lord, do not enter a house of mourning.
那第二件事就是叫他不要进入丧家。
And so to go to, do not do, do the lament, lament or to console them.
不要去哀哭, 也不要为他们悲伤。
And verse 8,
然后第八节,
they say, moreover, you shall not go into a house of feasting.
然后他也不能进入宴乐的家。
So these are three, it's, because most, we can say, our life, then we having this, all these three in our life.
其实他讲的这三件事情都是平常生活
This one is our life as like first one, like having a wife, having a children is very normal actually.
像第二节讲到不可娶妻、生儿育女，这些都是 很正常人生的一部分。
But once you have a wife and then you have a children, then they all end up to be killed and then miserable end up to fall into misery of life.
可是他这里说，你要是娶妻有儿女的话，那他们就会落到敌人的手中，会很 很痛苦的。
So you shall not take a wife for yourself. This, not have a son or daughter in this place means God's anger. It's already reached up the top. So they actually talk about in this ways.
所以神叫耶利米在这里不可以娶妻或是生儿育女的话，就是叫跟他讲说，他就是神的怒气已经到达他面前，所以他不愿意他们 过这种生活。
And also verse 5, do not enter a house of a mourning.
第五节, 神也说不要进入丧家。
Because most of the people mourning, they're in their each of their house.
因为大部分的人都是在自己家里悲哀。
So it's there's no point that they can mourn for other people.
他们不需要为别人去 悲痛。
So the verse 6 says that both the great men and shall and the small we die in this land.
因为他在这里讲说 大小 连大带小都会在这地上死亡。
Which is most of the people they suffer and they died.
因为大部分的人会受苦然后会死亡。
No one can you know, to mourn for other people.
所以他们没有 机会为别人来伤 伤心。 谢谢。
And on the verse 8 says, moreover, you shall not go into the house of feasting.
然后第八节讲说, 你也不可进入宴乐之家。
Because there's no sounds of no sounds of joy.
在那里没有欢喜的 快乐的声音了。
So this is a kind of nonsense, which means
这听起来好像
So these are three. God talked to the Israel said, that my coming of judgment be like this.
所以这三个都指着 神他将要降给他们的 审判。
So this is the expression of God's anger poured upon to the Israel.
这也是神向他人民发怒的方法。
So if you look at the Matthew chapter 24, in the end time.
我们看一下马太福音24章，在那里讲末日的时候。
Toward the end time, Jesus talked to us.
在末日的时候，主耶稣跟我们说。
From verse 15.
从十五节开始。
Chapter 24 from verse 15.
马太福音24章15节开始。
Therefore, when you see the abomination of the desolation, the which was spoken of through the Daniel, the prophet standing in the holy place, then let the reader understand. 16.
16节,
and let those who are in the Judea flee to the mountain. 17.
17节,
let him who is on the housetop not go down to go get the things out that are in the house. 18.
18节.
And let him who is in the field not turn back to get his cloak. 19.
19节.
But all to those who are with a child and those who nurse a baby in those days. 20.
20节.
I pray that your flight may not be in the winter or on a Sabbath. And verse 21,
21节.
For then there will be a great tribulation such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever shall. Verse
22,
and unless those days had been cut short, no life would have been saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days shall be cut short. We find out that this passage is a very similar passage, actually.
我们看这几节就如同很类似我们刚刚念到耶利米书的十六章。
Jesus talk about the end time, it's very serious.
因为耶稣讲到末日的时候是很严重的一件事。
Because Jesus is waiting for the final judgment.
因为主耶稣在等最后的审判。
At that time, so we have to focus.
那时候我们一定要专心。
We don't have to concern about other, but focus about our salvation.
那时候我们就不需要再顾别的事情，只是在乎我们自己的救。
So it's not like marrying and drinking and enjoy our life.
那个时候我们就不应当去在乎嫁娶或者是欢乐的时候。
We are not engaging of our business and doing things in this world too much.
也不应当太花太多的时间去做买卖。
The most important thing is our salvation.
因为最重要的就是我们自己的救赎。
So Jesus talked about the tour to the ends. The sign comes up like verse 15.
因为这边讲十五节讲到一些异象。
So the verse 16 says, flee to the mountain.
在十六节说叫他们要逃到山上。
This is our direction of Christians.
这就是基督徒当做的事情。
And then verse 17.
然后第十七节。
Let him who is on the housetop and not go down to get the things out that are in his house.
在房上的不要下来拿家里的东西。
So verse 17 and 18 and all this talk about maybe on the way, the days that you're running away, but you need something, but you don't have to go back to, you can bring this and then you can flee to the mountain.
17、18节其实在讲你当逃命的时候，你不应当回去再要带东西。
Talk about attitude.
那其实在讲我们的态度。
Verse 19. 19节. And all to those who are with a child and those who are nurse baby in those days.
19节说, 当那些日子怀孕的和奶孩子的有祸了。
This is not a physically, I have a baby, we have a baby as a family and little children.
这里并不是讲在 肉体上我们是有带孩子或是怀孕的人。
Once you are engaged too much, then it becomes things that you becomes a burden in your life.
而是在讲我们世界在世上 所做的事情
So then it becomes a burden.
然后我们就变成一种大担子。Christian
life is one way. It's like a very directional.
所以基督徒的生活是一种方向性的。
If you look at Matthew chapter 10.
我们看马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 34.
第十章24节。
34 to 36. Chapter 10, 34 to 36.
第十章
36节。
May
you volunteer to read these passages? Anybody? Yeah, Matthew chapter 10, verse 34 to 36. Because Jesus talked about that our direction of Christian life is focused on our faith.
所以这里耶稣其实讲基督徒的 人生就是一个方向，要专注我们自己的救恩。
Sometimes we are concerned about what we very important value within us around us.
在我们周遭，有的时候我们觉得是有价值的东西。
But when the day comes, we are engaging in a spiritual warfare and a spiritual battle.
但是在末日的时候，我们将进入一种属灵的战争。
That we have to put God first.
所以我们一定要将神放在第一位。
Not even our own children, not our own spouse.
就算我们自己的孩子, 配偶们。
Because this is our direction of life.
这就是一个我们基督徒的方向。
But Jeremiah chapter 16, he'll talk about these people in the, at that time. The southern side of already north side is already destroyed. So the southern side of the kingdom of Judah.
在这里讲, 南朝, 犹大国的时候,
God already showed a good example to the, as a warning to them because the north side of the kingdom was destroyed by the Assyria.
因为北朝已经被, 亚述民族毁灭了。
Because they even have seen that this the instance for their own people.
他们已经, 已经目睹到他们自己的人这样子的受到这种灾难。
Because they do not change.
但是他们却不改变。
So the God really, it brought out God's anger.
所以神就向他们发怒。
So that he wants to, this much anger toward to the, these people.
所以神就向他的这些人民,
So one day God talk about this message through the Jeremiah, now these people bring up the question.
当神跟耶利米这样子, 做的时候, 他们人民就, 有提出一些问题。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter, go back to 16.
我们再看回耶利米书16章。
Chapter 16, verse 10.
16章第10节。
Chapter 16, verse 10.
16章第10节。
Now it will come about that when you tell these people all this word that you will say to you, for what reason has the Lord declared all this great calamity against us? And what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin, which we have committed against the Lord our God? So now these people says, when we have this commit sin, all this we stir up the God's heart, so anger brought up from God.
所以人民他们却反问神说，我们什么时候有犯罪，让神这样子， 来降这大灾祸给我们呢？
Now why God has to these things? Because their own people, you know, their own God's people. Yet why we have to receive this kind of all the calamity?
他们认为自己是神的人民，所以神为什么会将
When we commit sin,
他们问，一直质问我们什么时候犯罪了呢？
We find out that these people they are very spiritually they are sleeping stage actually.
我们可以看到这些人他们在灵性上面其实是像是 睡着了一样。
Because they don't think that there are nothing wrong in their faith.
因为他们觉得他们的信仰没有
Yeah, one time, because we look at the, let's turn to John chapter 9.
我们也看看约翰福音第十第
John chapter 9, that when Jesus healed the born blind man.
约翰福音第九章，耶稣那次有医好一个生来瞎眼的人。
They really care about what Jesus have done this on the Sabbath. You know, they really they investigated what have done to this man from Jesus.
但是很多犹太人他们就一直想要调查 耶稣为什么在安息日来医治这个瞎眼的人。
Actually, they think they are very good faithful, you know, the believers.
他们 反而认为自己是非常 非常虔诚的 人。
But they cannot see the true God, actually.
他们但是却看不见真神。
Now let's look at the chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章。
Verse 39.
39节到41节
And Jesus said, For judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may become blind. Verse 40.
40节
The those of the Pharisees who were with him heard these things, and said to him, We are not blind too. are we? In verse 41.
41节.
Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no sin. But since you say we see, your sin is remained. Then you talk about you know, these peoples of Pharisees.
在这里耶稣在指责这些法利赛人。
They do not realize they are blind actually.
他们其实不知道自己是灵里的瞎眼。
They never reflect themselves.
因为他们没有反省自己。
It's very similar like during the time of Jeremiah.
也很类似耶利米时代的人。
Let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 16.
我们再看回耶利米书的第16章。
Now that the Lord the answer to them.
所以主就回答他们。
Chapter 16 from 11.
16章11节。
Then you ask to say to them, it is because of your forefather have forsaken me, declare the Lord, and have followed other gods, and served them, and bowed down to them. But me, they have forsaken and have not kept my law. They mention about why God got so much anger.
在十一节讲得很清楚，神为什么对他们发怒。
Because he mentioned about the verse 11, because it is because your forefather have forsaken me.
这里说因为你们的列祖离弃我。
Not only just, you know, the turn away from God, they seeking the idols.
他们不但离弃的神，但而且他们去敬拜这些偶像。
So God says, you have followed other gods, serve them.
神说你们反而追崇别神，而且去敬奉这些偶像。
And then bow down to them.
去侍奉他们。
And also, you didn't obey my law.
而且没有遵守我的律法。
So these three, God talked to them about their sin they committed.
所以在这里，神指出他们三件违反神的地方。
But this sin is a forefather's sin, then that they don't have a sin.
那这是在讲他们列祖所犯的罪，他们没有犯罪吗？
Because according to the Ezekiel, you know, the once of the we commit sin, then this sin doesn't go to the next generation and then upon to they receive the, you know, the consequence of my, because of my sin.
在以西结书上本来说，当一个人犯罪的话，他的罪不会延到他下一代。
But because God's anger upon them, that they have to facing of the judgment because they commit sin more than their parent, their forefathers.
可是在这里神对他们这样的发怒，因为不但是 他们列祖犯罪，而且他们犯的罪比他们列祖更甚。
So the verse 12 says, you two have done evil even more than your forefathers.
所以十二节说，而且你们行恶比你们列祖更甚。
So, and then the behold, you are each one working according to the stubbornness of his own evil heart.
因为个人随从自己顽梗的恶心行事。
Without listening to me.
甚至不听从我。
The many times of the one the parents commit sin, then that this kind of sin, then actually the sin is influenced to the next generation too.
通常父母犯罪的时候会很大的影响他们的孩子们。
So these sin they commit, that's why God brought up the great anger.
因为这些人他们行恶，所以神对他们这样的发怒。
Actually, the Moses talked to his own people.
当摩西也跟以色列百姓说，
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4.
我们看生命记的第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 25.
生命记第四章25节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 25.
生命记第四章25节。
25 to 28. Any volunteer?
有没有人自愿念？
Deuteronomy 4 verse from 25 to 28.
生命记第四章25到28节。
20 years. Because already Moses talked to his own people, what will happen if you depart from God, the forsaken God, and then you seeking the other God, and then you irritate the God's anger, then it will happen to this way.
其实早在摩西时代，他就警告人民说，当你离弃了主神，然后去侍奉别的神的话，你们就会有这种灾难。So what
Moses saying this word really come true that during the time of Jeremiah.
所以摩西所跟他们讲的事情就在耶利米的时代实现了。
So the Jeremiah chapter 16 that God talked through the Jeremiah to his people, that's what they have done too. They do not really put the word of God into their hearts, so they seeking the foreign gods, end up they bow down to them and do not listen to God.
所以在耶利米书16章这边就是在描述人民是如何的离弃了神，然后去侍奉敬拜别的偶像。
We cannot trust anything beside of God actually.
所以除了神之外，我们是不能信赖任何一位。
But we can say this is a very ultimate and this is very our trust.
我们可以讲这是我们真正的信赖。Sometimes
if you rely on our knowledge, our talents, the people link, whatever, it seems like a lot of benefit to us without.
有的时候我们会想像人际关系或者是我们自己的才能、财富。
But God demands us to trust Him only.
但是神却要求我们完完全全的信赖他。
That's the Jeremiah chapter 17. If you turn to Jeremiah 17.
要是我们看耶利米书17章这里有说。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 to verse 8.
第五到第八节。
Because this is a very famous word, right?
这个我们很熟悉的。
Chapter 17, verse 5 to 8.
耶利米书17章第5到第8节。
And thus say the Lord, curses the man who trusts in the mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. Verse 6.
16节。
For he will be like the bush in the desert and will not see when prosperity comes, but will live in a stony waste in the wilderness, a land of salt without inhabitant. Verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. 8. For he will be like the tree planted by the water that extends its roots by the stream, and will not fear when the heart comes, but its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in a year drought, nor cease to yield fruit. You talk about the importance of the trust in God.
在这里讲到依靠神的重要性。
We know because we many times talk about like a life of Joseph and Daniel and three friends.
我们常常提到约瑟跟但以理和他的三个朋友。
These people, they such a like a, as a high rank officer in the kingdoms.
虽然他们在 外国是当很高的官位。
They all survived.
他们却都到最后都存留下来。
Is it because of that they trust the king or trust the people, not because they trust in God?
那是因为他们相信依赖了人民的帮助吗？ 那不是，而是完全信靠神的关系。
But because sometimes we can see through our eyes, the physical eyes, then we can see which way we can help ourselves, our position. Then easily we can say that.
常常我们用肉眼看，我们可以评估说有一些东西对我们有益处，这个对我们可以这样行。
But we know that in the Bible tells us God keep telling us importance of trusting God.
但是圣经不断地教导我们要完全的信赖神。
It doesn't mean that we despise the people, you know, we do not respect, you know, our senior above, you know, like, it's not that.
这并不表示说我们要小看我们年长的前辈们，并不是这个意思。
We have to respect the people around us, and we have to certain we have the manner we have to show them.
我们当然是要尊敬我们年长周遭年长的人，要又对他们有敬佩。
But man is not worthy to trust.
但是人是不可靠的。
A man is the one we can offer our love to them.
我们可以爱其他的人。
And so, I can tell in you know like a Korea, there's many people that they're trying to link with you know politicians, you know trying to save themselves or they wanna high up, you know kind of people.
我可以看到韩国的新闻，很多人都尽量的想要。跟某些政治人物想要拉关系。
Each time the government changed,
但是每一次换领导者的时候
people changed.
那所有的人也就改变。
Because that's a life, that's a people.
这就是人生，这就是人。
We should not trust anything, but only trust in God.
所以我们谁都不能依赖，只能依赖神。
So, Jeremiah chapter 16 verse 19.
16:19
The O Lord is my strength and my stronghold, and my refuge in the day of distress. This is that.
主啊，你是我的力量，是我的保障。
Because the Lord Himself is that we can trust.
因为只有主本身是我们可以信赖的。
Man has a limitation.
人总是有限制。
Man is not worthy to trust.
而且人不配让我们信赖。
So I think that we sometimes we think about you know the Jewish I mean we can say that the Israelites they were belongs at that time a certain side of the kingdom.
我们有时候想想以色列人民他们南朝的时候。
They at the from the beginning they purposely they trying to.You know, trying to seeking the foreign gods and other gods, do you think?
他们刚开始建国的时候是故意要去敬拜这些偶像吗？
Do you think they purposely they do not follow the commandment of God?
他们是故意要违背神的诫命吗？
No, it's not.
其实不是的。
But eventually they engage their life and they cannot, they start to compromise of their faith.
但是因为他们慢慢的在信仰上有做一些妥协。
End up, they without knowing that the weight, their trust is changed from God to foreign gods.
他们却不知不觉的从完全信靠神而去敬拜偶像。
But God's message is later on we find out, but the day comes, I'll bring them back.
我们看其实神也给他们。信息说到最终我会把我的人民带回来。
So the Jeremiah chapter 16 verse 14, 15 say, I'll bring them back.
所以在耶利米书16:14-15:16说我将会把他们再带回来。
If you look at the book of Romans, Paul, he mentioned about his own people.
我们在罗马书上保罗也讲到他自己的人。
On the last day, God will bring these people back.
在末日的时候神将带他们回他们的国
Yeah, Romans chapter 11.
罗马书十一章。
Romans chapter 11 verse 25.
十一章的二十五节。
For I do not want you, the brothers, to be uninformed of this mystery, the least you be wise in your own estimation. Chapter 11 verse 25, Book of Romans.
罗马书十一章二十五节。
That a partial hardening and had happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentile has come in. Verse 26.
二十六节。
And thus all Israel will be saved, just as it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob, and this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. This is Paul. He talked about the.His own people on the last day, they will come back.
这也保罗也提到，在末日的时候，神会再带他们回到他们原本的地方。
So once the from the Romans chapter 9, 10, 11 mentioned about his own people, Now is that they are very like stubbornness and forsaken God, but God one day bring them back.
所以在罗马书保罗也说，原来这些犹太人心是非常的硬，可是到末日的时候，神还会带他们归属他们。
We find out the God's love.
在这里我们看到神的爱。
Sometimes I've seen that in the church.
有的时候在教会的时候我也看到。
Some people they withdraw their face away from God.
有些人他们就离弃了神。
But some kind of occasions happen, and then they turn away. They're coming back to God.
但是他们在人生遭遇一些事情，后来他们又归回，主耶稣。
I have met one brother.
我有遇见一个弟兄。
He is now a very fervent brother.
No.
Yeah, nowadays.
他现在是一个很热心的弟兄。
Because he have an issue in his life that he doesn't want to come to God and come to the church anymore. So he haven't come to church for a long period of time before, right?
他之前有一个不知什么缘故，他很久一段时间没有来教会。
The one day, his wife started sick.
但是有一天，他的太太忽然间生病。
It's not that the long period, but quite short period of time because of the cancer that is in the fourth stage. End up, the wife passed away.
在很短的时间，发现妻子是末期炎症就去世了。
But actually, he even insists his own children don't go to the church even.
他当初本来他禁止，甚至禁止他的儿女们来教会。
But God's way to reach to in his hands in this way.
但神的手却伸出来带他回来。
So when the wife started sick.
所以当他太太生病的时候。
So somehow that his whole now he slowly come back to God with his wife.
他跟他的太太就慢慢的回教会。
Of course, the later his wife passed away.
当然他妻子最后还是去世了。
But all the children and the husband they all come to God now.
可是这位弟兄跟他的子女们却返回教会了。
Because when I heard the testimony.
当我听见这个见证的时候。
God's mercy is amazing.
神的恩典实在是太奇妙了。
God gave us turns our heart open.
神会把我们的心打开。
The lordship this way to bring to God.
一个迷失的羊就回来了。
But sometimes we think we're losing something, but actually we gain everything.
有的时候我们以为我们失掉了一些东西，但是其实我们却拥有了最好的。
So for the Israelites, they are facing for 70 years of exile.
对以色列人民来讲，他们是被驱逐到外地七十年。
This is 70 years exile, 70 years losing of their identity.
在这七十年当中，他们失去了他们的身份。
But because of God, want to bring them back to God.
但是因为神有计划把他们带回神。
Not trying to physically live in this promised land.
让他们故意的不要住在应许之地。
When after 70 years, God want to bring these people back to the Jerusalem.
在七十年过后，神又把这他的人民带回耶路撒冷。
Their heart is with them in the Jerusalem to live there.
这样子，他们的心也是同样的回到耶路撒冷。
So let them trust in God.
也让他们全心全意的信靠神。
We know after 70 years that these people came back by the Ezra and by the Nehemiah.
我们知道，在七十年过后，以斯拉跟尼希米把他们人民带回
来。That was history because they trust in God.
那是一个很好的历史，因为他们全心全意信靠神。
God protect them.
神就保护他们。
There's a lot of challenge while they build the temple and while they build the wall in Jerusalem.
在开始他们要重建圣殿还有维护城墙的时候，有很多的挑战。
But truly, God gave them a heart and to overcome of all the difficulties.
但是神却给他们一个坚定的心，让他们完全的信靠神。
Because let them experience of God within such kind of process of this building the temple of God.
神让他们体验到就是神如何帮助他们重建圣殿。
teach them who is the true God.
也教导他们谁是真神。
And so the God really, in this way, God really glorified.
到最后，神的名是完全得到荣耀。
If you look at the Haggai chapter 2,
我们要是看哈甲书。
Haggai chapter 2.
第二章。哈嘎第。
Chapter
2,
verse 2 and 3.
第二章第二节到第二到第三节。
And speak now, Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnants of the people, saying, verse 3.
第三节。
Who is left among you who saw this temple in the former glory, and how do you see it now? Does it not seem to like nothing in comparison?It seems like in a, as appearance is not big deal actually.
所以在这里讲他们从建的圣殿在表面上看起来如无有一样。
But God wants to see the true glory.
但是神要显出他真的荣耀。
The verse 9.
第九节。
The later glory of this house will be greater than the former, say the Lord of the host. And in this place I shall give a peace, declare the Lord of hosts.
这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安，这是万军之主说的。
So God expressed the importance of not the physical building, but because of their heart is to build the temple of God, so the glory is there.
神要加强助跟他们讲说，他不在乎这个。殿的大小，而是因为人的心又归回神，所以神的荣耀就可以显现出。
So what here the Jeremiah at this time that these people they depart from God, God actually chastised them for the 70 years.
所以在耶利米时代这个时候，因为人民的罪恶，所以神要惩罚他们七十年。
But train them to let them to trust in God.
也这样子训练他们，让他们在。
Truly, the God Himself to be the trust hold for their life.
让他们能够重新建立跟神这种信赖。
So they never let their life to seeking the other gods.
这样子，他们一生就不再寻找别的神。
I hope that we live in the 21st century.
我们如今住在这个二十一世纪。
That we always never forget that we have to trust in God.
我们也是仍旧不。要忘记要信靠神。
Ultimate helpers, ultimate winners, ultimate savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们最终的救主，最终得胜者就是主耶稣。
Once we trust in God until the last moment.
只要我们相信信赖神，一直到最后一天。
There is a salvation.
有救恩。
There is our true prosperity. True prosperity is there.
我们的兴旺也会在那里等我们。
So today this message, you know, the Jeremiah chapter 16.
所以今天耶利米书的第十六章的信息。
God start the beginning with anger.
刚开始神是向他人民发怒。
But yet toward the end, give them a true hope.
但是到这信息最后却是给他们盼望。
So always we can remember God's true love.
这样让我们。提醒也提醒我们神对我们的爱。
This one is also warning us too.
在同时间也是对我们一种警戒。
Let us all trust in God.
我们一定要信靠神。
Word is simple. This word is trusting God is simple.
这样说是很容易。
But then it brings us into the applying our life.
重要是我们如何应用在我们的平常生活。
There's a lot of temptation.
因为有很多的诱惑
We have to overcome it.
我们需要我们需要胜过
Yeah, let's all pray together.
我们一同祷告
Any special prayer we need?
有没有特别需要代祷事项
Prayer requests.
有没有需要代祷的
Okay, continue pray for the, pray for the Jim Dye's father. You can pray for the Maria. Thank God he bought a car. So thank God.
我们继续为戴翔一家人祷告，还有玛利亚，我们感谢神，他买到一台可以开的车子。
So if you have a time, that you can just say hi to her and show show some your concern too.
要是有时间能我们可以尽量的跟他打个招呼对他关心一下。
And also, we are our church. We have now a new council.
在我们知道教会现在选了新的负责人。
And we can pray for them too.
我们也为新的这一批的负责人祷告。
So the next 2 years also, this church continue to grow and the quality wise, all the church management will continue to help ourselves in this church also.
我们求神带领他们。帮助教会的成长，能够在灵性上，能够更坚强。
Yes, all the,
我们一起祷告。